all today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour three of the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is on the house. We give it away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you for their websites. Enjoy it for free. freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to the fun, Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Serge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Well, Serge, good evening to you. What's up?
Yes, I would like to talk about teachers carrying firearms.
Indeed, we had an email last hour from a teacher who admitted that even though his school is a gun-free zone, he's going ahead and packing a .380 anyway.
I personally believe that in public school, it has no place. In
government school,
it would further solidify the master-slave relationship that they pass as a student-teacher relationship.
However, I
personally believe that in a private school, if they want to have teachers armed, that would be perfectly fine if they're not forcing people to go to that school.
And I agree that it's fine in a private school, but when you say it's enforcing a master-slave relationship, what does that mean?
That, you know, in government school, that the whole mentality of the teacher is always right, and the curriculum is always right, and don't question your textbook.
But wait, what's that have to do with the teacher who wants to feel safe bringing in a firearm to protect himself and his students? It's not like he's waving it around in class, threatening the kids, "You shut up or I'll shoot."
And if he does, he's in big trouble.
He's not pulling out his firearm here, Serge. He's just keeping it to help himself feel better.
Yeah, they might side with the teacher in most instances. They won't when he whips out a gun.
I don't know about that up here.
No, it's true. He is in New York.
What?
They do all kinds of crazy things up there.
Come on. A gun in New York City?
Oh, no. They wouldn't side with the teacher there. I'm sorry. I was confused.
No.
Serge, any other thoughts?
Not really.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Ladies first, let's go to Kathy in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Actually, it's Cassie.
Cassie in Florida. Hello there.
Hi. I was just calling because I was actually listening to last night's episode.
Okay.
And you all addressed female circumcision.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was kind of unsaid that you were asking if it was worse to circumcise a female or a male. And I feel like it is worse to practice female circumcision because it's actually cutting off a sexual organ. And, I mean, there are a lot of women...
Well, it's cutting part of a sexual organ off, and just like, you know, I would agree with you that it's worse, but like Ian said, it's a matter of degrees.
I do agree with that. I mean, I definitely think that male circumcision should be a willful choice. But, I mean, female circumcision is generally practiced, you know, in the bush with a rock or a broken glass bottle.
Right, yeah.
And there are a lot of women out there who feel like they can't climax without clitoral stimulation.
And that's probably the truth.
And I thought that needed to be noted, that's actually cutting off a large portion of a female's sex life.
Yeah. Absolutely, it is, and it's despicable. I mean, there's no doubt that Free Talk Live takes the position that circumcision, whether male or female, is absolutely genital mutilation and should be opposed. I mean, we made that clear, didn't we?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay,
Cassie,
sure.
Definitely.
I like to use them to bounce off of each other with, because people don't put them in the same category. People don't consider male circumcision to be in the same category as female genital mutilation. Like, there's female genital mutilation is this big terrible thing, and then circumcision's okay. And I don't like,
and that's not okay.
I don't like to say that one's okay and the other's not okay, because they're not okay. Like, you're cutting up people's sex organs without their permission.
You're not cutting off the entire organ when it comes to the man, but
you're not cutting off the entire organ with them, the female either. It's certainly less likely that they'll have orgasms in their adulthood. I'll give you that.
Cassie, any other thoughts?
I didn't quite hear what all that you said. I heard orgasms in adulthood.
Oh, it's less likely that women will, you know, if given the situation that they're both circumcised, it's less likely that the woman would have orgasms in her adulthood than the man,
right,
obviously.
I believe
that they're both bad.
I would definitely agree with that, and especially given the origins of both, I mean, I think that people really need to take a second look at it as opposed to just practicing tradition.
Well said, Cassie, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Darn it. Should have invited her to the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Well, I'm sure that everyone knows that that goes unsaid.
Yeah, well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. Ladies, head over to the shrine, add yourself to it, send in your pictures. We haven't had a new Shriner for a couple weeks.
An invitation does go a long way.
It sure does. 1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking about the topic that we discussed last night briefly, I want to get to an email from Stephanie in regards to this issue. She says, quick comment on male circumcision. In a libertarian fantasy world, I don't see why a person who has been circumcised by his parents and feels that he suffered because of it wouldn't be able to bring his parents to an arbitrator and seek some kind of restitution. This would give parents an incentive to think twice about circumcising a young boy and also provide a means for boys to be compensated for any trauma or physical symptoms associated with the circumcision. Thanks for broaching this topic from Stephanie. So just throwing out a quick possible libertarian solution as far as how to make this right or how to maybe put a stop to this in the future of in a more libertarian America. I think it was an interesting approach, but I think the crux of the issue is going to be changing people's hearts and minds about male circumcision. Because, for instance, if you come into the magistrate or whoever is in charge of whatever you call it, an arbitrator, I guess, if you come in front of an arbitrator and say, okay, I'd like to get some sort of compensation for this, I've been circumcised, and the arbitrator is somebody who believes that circumcision is a good thing, you're going to have a bit of trouble, you know? I mean, you're going to have to really prove your case, and I think it is provable. I think it is, because it is a horrible thing to do to somebody, but nonetheless, you're still going to have to overcome some obstacles.
You know, part of it is that the entrenched medical system that we currently have. I mean, most people, often, they go and they have, their insurance is paying for all this stuff. So it's like, do I want the circumcision, yes or no? Well, daddy's got a circumcision, yes. Click, that's it. Like, that's the sum total of the decision. Because, the hospitals have gotten so in bed with the government and the insurance industries and all these people are so enmeshed, people don't really, they don't bear the onus of their decision. For instance,
Is that insurance? Insurance covers circumcision?
I'm absolutely certain it does.
It seems awfully elective to me.
No, I doubt very seriously that it's considered elective.
Okay.
And, you know, it costs money to do this circumcision. Now, if a parent had to shell out $455 for a circumcision,
they'd think twice.
I'm not so sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not against insurance, but I am against it in the way that, the government mandated that certain companies carry insurance, does mandate that companies carry insurance.
It makes me wonder if there's not a government mandate about this. I mean, why would an insurance company carry this as part of their, part of the pregnancy package?
There probably is a government mandate about it. Because, back in the, the Americans through the Victorian area, that's why circumcision became somewhat popular in America. Mm-hmm. And then after World War II, when, it really, the medical industry really kicked into gear, that's when it became kicking them out, circumcision after circumcision.
Hmm. If you happen to know a little bit more as far as the inside of the medical or insurance industry, as far as why, because if you're an insurance company, you don't want to spend more than you have to spend, and you're going to have to pay out something to cover the cost of this the circumcision. So, and as an insurance company, you have an incentive to do the research to discover whether or not a particular medical procedure is effective or not, or worth the money, or something that needs to be provided to people. So you would think that the insurance companies would agree that, this is really not worth doing. As long as you keep yourself clean, being uncircumcised is no big deal. So you would think the insurance companies would easily be able to do the research and say, look, we don't want to cover this. In which case, that's why I'm thinking that the government may have some sort of a mandate that it be part of the pregnancy package as some sort of an option. But again, I'm not a health insurance expert. I'm not in the medical profession.
The government certainly mandates many things about insurance.
Right.
If you're going to offer this, you must offer this, 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 and this, and this.
Right.
So, which just...
That's what I'm thinking.
That's why so many Americans don't have insurance right now.
Yeah, because they can't customize it. They can't get exactly what they're looking for.
Right, and it would be cheaper if...
It's like offering abortions to nuns. They have that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. It's just a bunch of stuff that you don't need.
800-259-9231, of course, allowing the marketplace to provide those sorts of things would be the solution. In fact, Joel in New York wants to talk about the free market, and if he will hang patiently, we'll get to him and your calls as well. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. The map is there, map.freetalklive.com. I checked it today, actually, Mark. I hadn't been in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was advertising that we had over 1,500 people on the map before. Now it's over 1,700 at map.freetalklive.com.
Register right now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel titled The Enemies of Liberty. The 3-day event is starting on February the 23rd to 25th, 2007. Early bird discounts available for a limited time, so register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
I got to say, I'm really looking forward to seeing John Stossel speak. I think that's going to be really great.
Yeah, you know, he's the big boy in the pond.
It's going to be one of those dinner events as well. So
you get a meal out of the deal.
Yeah, you get food as well. All right, so there you go. Freestateproject.org, Liberty Forum, 800-259-9231. So we go to the phones and to the fun to Joel in New York, hanging on very patiently. Hello, Joel. Joel in New York, going once. Joel? Joel in New York, going twice.
Apparently couldn't hang on.
So sorry, Joel. So sorry. All right, so you bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Mark, let's go to the lie detector story that you brought in tonight. There are some candidates, or is at least one candidate, I guess, for sheriff somewhere, that has proposed a very interesting idea, and I think I like it.
Yeah, it's strange, and it's from the North Platte Telegraph, Lexington, Nebraska. Well, it's a different approach anyway. In election season that's seen accusations falling faster than autumn leaves and high levels of negative campaigning, a candidate for sheriff in Dawson County is proposing using polygraph machines during a debate. Let's see. Sergeant Randy Adams of the Cozad Police Department is challenging Dawson County Sheriff Gary Reber. Debates to talk about issues are nothing new. However, Adams is willing to debate his opponent while attached to a polygraph machine. He wants Reber to do the same. Otherwise known as a lie detector, polygraphs are used in police investigations and by some employers, including the government, to determine whether or not a person is being truthful. I'm not inferring that the sheriff is dishonest, Adams says. I think the public is unsure about who's telling the truth, and I don't like negative advertising. I'm not a politician. Reber has been unchallenged in elections for 24 years, Adams said. The last time the sheriff had an opponent was the primary election in 1994. Now, apparently he has, anyway, he's had an opponent in the last 24 years, but
okay,
wasn't in a regular election.
Gotcha.
So in order to secure a spot in the ballot on November 7th election, Adams switched from Republican to Independent. Circulated petitions to qualify Adams needed 1,600 signatures from registered voters. He collected enough verified signatures to put his name on the ballot. Reber said, I received a certified letter from Officer Adams this morning. I've always been and continue to be pleased to debate the serious issues related to Dawson County Sheriff's Office at any time or place, Reber said, as he attended three separate candidate forums during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
My opponent has chosen to only attend one of them, adding that Adams did not attend the most recent forum. Who cares?
Well,
he has no objections to debate. Reber said that the use of a polygraph machine in a debate setting might not be feasible.
Oh?
Well, that's what he says. He doesn't say why. He's just, you know, that's a politician-type answer. Just,
yeah.
It might not be feasible.
Brush it off.
Adams says the race is about the integrity of the sheriff's office. We differ on critical issues, and I want the public to have the opportunity to know those differences with certainty. And
I don't think it would be that unfeasible. I'm not a lie detector expert. I understand that when you get hooked up to the lie detector, they ask a series of questions to determine a baseline. You get hooked up, and they've got the little machine with the readout. I don't know what they look like today. I've seen them in the movies. But with a little paper that rolls out the back. And you ask baseline questions to determine what truth is like for that individual. So you say, what is your name? My name's Mark. Where were you born? I was born in Sarasota.
I think that the intent is really that they ask yes-no questions, generally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. They ask questions where the person gives known responses that will establish what they're like when they're telling the truth. That way they can tell if they're telling a lie. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it doesn't seem to me too far out, and I'd love to see it tried. I think it's a great idea. 800-259-9231. I think we've got Joel back at this point. Joel in New York. We're trying him a second time.
Can you hear me now?
We've got you, Joel.
All right. That's pretty cool. You know, as far as the lie detectors go, man, it just seems silly. They're politicians. They're going to lie.
Well, yeah, they're going to lie, but
so
maybe we
can catch
them. So
what's the point of spending the money on a lie detector test so that we can catch them doing what we know damn well they're doing?
I don't know, man. No, money is the issue, I'm sure there would be people that would pony up voluntarily for this.
You know, you probably got a point there.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is, I totally agree with you there. The free market's going to take up the slack on stuff, but most people don't.
That's true.
And
most people don't know what the free market is.
You're not even kidding. But the thing is, we really don't have a lot of examples to point people to say, hey, look, people aren't going to starve to death. Somebody's going to take care of it by choice.
I don't think you have to have examples to go to. I think that you can play off of people's personal belief system. I mean,
but they think that people that have money are just mean, nasty, greedy people.
Right. How else would they have money?
Exactly. So
they must be worse than me because they have money.
Exactly.
And I don't.
Gosh.
Well, that's really the thought process. I'm a good person, and I don't have money. They
or
can't
even
be good
if they
people
do have money,
they
think they don't.
Well, yeah, that's just their thought process. I'm sitting in the shoes of a person that would believe this.
No, and I agree wholeheartedly. So it's like you have this conversation, and they just assume that anybody that's got money is greedy, nasty people, and that there's no way if we didn't have mama government taking care of us that we could possibly survive.
Well, of course, I want to find out how you want to address this, but I would suggest that, if that's really true and they believe that people with money are greedy and evil, then why is it that they allow lawyers and doctors and all those sorts of people to be the ones that are in charge in Washington, D.C.? People
with
money.
I can't figure it out.
So there's a bit of a contradiction.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
The reason for that is because they're the only people that can afford the campaign, because when they go to polls, they say, a good person should vote. I've been told that, and I'm going to go to this poll, and I'm going to vote for someone, and I recognize his name. I think that 90% of this election stuff is name recognition.
Are you kidding? 90% of it is voting party ticket, in my opinion. I don't know those names when
between
I'm
name
politically
vote.
Connected,
between
and I don't know the
name recognition
names.
And party ticket. I'll
okay.
give you that.
I'd say 10% name recognition, 90% party ticket. Joel, what's your solution for this problem?
My solution is, as freedom-loving libertarians, whether we vote libertarian or not, as part of our campaign strategy, I hate using the term, but as part of our campaign strategy to get freedom-minded people in offices, that we need to start promoting and maybe organizing donation-based systems that don't take government money.
Mm-hmm.
To pick up the slack.
Real alternatives.
What's that?
Real alternatives.
Exactly.
But a lot of them exist. I mean, Salvation Army helping homeless people. I think they help poor people as well.
But I'm pretty sure they actually get funds.
The Salvation Army? I don't believe they do. In fact, I believe we had...
They've gotten some... They certainly can get some grants... But, I mean, most of their stuff's the vast majority of their stuff is done through
yeah,
that.
We had one of their generals, or whatever they call themselves, on a local show that I was on a couple of years back, and he was boasting about the fact that they don't take government money.
That's really cool.
So there are examples, and if we could just learn, I think more libertarians may need to learn what those examples are so they can point to them. In fact, somebody shocked me with a really good one I didn't think of, with the whole, what about the roads issue? Well, what about Disney World? Huh? Totally privately owned. Everything there is privately run, and they do just a fine job on their own.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Joel. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Corrupt cops and more coming up at Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural. These products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain. Salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version both await you for free at freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and to the fun to Keith in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Keith. What's up?
Long live Free Talk.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think you guys are making too big a deal about male circumcision.
Are we?
I think so.
Why?
Well, back it up.
Female circumcision is definitely mutilation. That sounds horrible.
Okay, we agree. Now, what about male?
I don't know. It's a foreskin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to get too graphic, but the most sensitive part of the male genitalia is the head area.
Yes. And the foreskin's right next to it.
How do you know? Do you have a foreskin?
And it covers it.
Wait. Say that again, Mark.
How do you know? Do you have a foreskin?
No, but it works just fine.
Just a second. Still, there's a vagina without a labia minora. It works fine too.
But not without the clitoris.
No, it
sure
would work.
Does.
It would work.
Oh, you see, you're confused because
no,
you
I'm not
think
confused. You're
yours,
confused.
Yours has to here, have an orgasm to work. The other one doesn't.
Here's why you're confused. The foreskin is a vestige of evolution, okay? It's there to protect the sensitive head area when you're running around the jungle naked.
Are you related to Mr. Kellogg or something? I mean, come on.
No. It's true.
Could I read a short excerpt from an article from Dr. Paul Fleiss to you?
If you ask permission one more time, I'm going to slap you.
I just want to make it clear that
You're a talk show host. Don't ask permission.
See, now even the listeners are berating you.
Paul Fleiss has to say circumcision started in America during the masturbation hysteria of the Victorian era when a few American doctors circumcised boys to punish them for masturbating. Victorian doctors knew very well that circumcision denudes, desensitizes, and disables the penis. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, they were soon claiming that circumcision cured epilepsy, convulsions, paralysis, elephantitis, tuberculosis, eczema, bedwetting, hip joint disease, fecal incontinence, rectal prolapse. Oh, I'm not done. Wet dreams, hernia, headaches, nervousness, hysteria, poor eyesight, idiocy, mental retardation, and insanity. In
Where'd
fact,
you get
no
this
procedure
from?
In history of medicine has been claimed to cure and prevent more diseases than circumcision.
You know what? I have none of those. so that
see, you're only proving your point through the lack of a foreskin.
But imagine like running through a picker bush naked without a foreskin. That would be
terrible. Do you think it's going to be that much better with a foreskin?
Take them that long to come up with clothes, wrap some leaves around that area or something like that. Now, wait a minute. Now I've seen the Penn & Teller episode on this, and it was absolutely stunning. It was Penn & Teller's BS. The entire episode was about circumcision.
Did it have diagrams?
If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend that you do. In fact, as Mark pointed out, it does desensitize the penis, and that that foreskin is a very sensitive area with a lot of nerve endings to where sex could be better for all of us. We're all three of us on the air right now, circumcised. Sex could be better, and we don't know how much better it could be.
But you know what? You come across as sounding like you're making yourself into a victim. And
Essentially, I was. I didn't consent to this.
I don't think that's an empowering position.
Oh, I'm plenty empowered. It's not disempowering to me at all. I'm just letting you know that I didn't have any chance to consent to this activity. It was done without my knowledge.
And I don't know how good or bad life would be with a foreskin, because I don't have one. I don't care about it. I don't think about it on a regular basis. It doesn't haunt my dreams.
Right.
But,
in
fact, I was deprived of a foreskin without my consent.
Which makes you a victim.
But it's your imagination. You don't know what it would be like if you had one, right?
So, and it's in your imagining. It's not that big of a deal.
But it's working fine, though, right? I mean, you're a healthy male.
Yes, it's functioning correctly. But as Mark pointed out, you can still grab a glass if you cut your little finger off.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're making too big a deal of it. But that's just my opinion.
Thank you for the call, Keith. We appreciate hearing from you.
Your opinion stinks.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. Just kidding, Keith.
1-800-259-9231. His opinion is valid. He's just trying to make himself feel better because he also was victimized.
I essentially have his opinion. I just know that that's not the truth.
My opinion is
it's not that big of a deal.
Well, of course it's not a big deal.
But when you look at the facts, it's not the truth that it's not a big deal. I don't feel like it's a big deal.
Right.
But I intellectually know that, it's happened.
Well,
I mean,
because we don't know better. It doesn't appear to be a big deal because we can function in life without the foreskin. But would life be better? Would sex be better? You and I will never have the opportunity to find out, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And our parents deprived us of that opportunity. No, it doesn't mean I hate my parents. I don't. That's not an issue I have with them. I'm not berating them for doing
it. It's just cultural.
They didn't know any better. Somebody said, you want to have a circumcision? Yeah, we might as well. You know, it was probably just, whatever.
I can't believe your parents who took you to a chiropractor when you were young also thought it was a good idea to get you circumcised. It seems so strange to me. Like a parent that would think that it's a good idea to take their kid to a chiropractor also thinks it's a good idea to get circumcision. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems strange.
After several visits, I got tired of it. I figured, why do I need this? I'm young. I don't need a chiropractor. Bunch of quackery.
Well, I go to one regularly, and I always feel better when
I leave. It's quackery on kids, in my opinion, unless they actually have a problem. This is preventative stuff. Like, if you're actually being, therapeutically treated, sure, I can see that there'd be a benefit as an adult after getting into a car accident
doing there is you're saying that, let's wait until the worst thing happens. But what if you have small injuries to your spine that the car accident only exacerbates?
Yeah.
If you could fix those small injuries, then the car injury would be a lot smaller.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know what use it is either. I certainly didn't feel like I needed a chiropractor when I was in my 20s. I remember going to chiropractors and, getting free treatments, as a matter of fact, and them asking me how my back was, and I'd be like, great, fine, I don't feel anything. Life is good. But now, after my car accidents, yes, my back hurts every single week.
So back to the circumcision issue, it's an important issue to talk about. I mean, regardless of whether or not it really has a huge bearing on an individual's life after it's been performed, is not the issue. The issue is it's a medical procedure, an unnecessary medical procedure, that's being performed on an incredibly wide basis in this country, and it needs to stop. Parents need to stop doing this to their kids. So if by talking about it we can encourage a couple, some parents out there to reconsider this whole concept of circumcision, Give it some serious thought and maybe choose not to do it. Elect to give their children the choice down the line if it's important to them to do it.
There's a very rare instance of guys choosing to do this, but I can't imagine the why they would choose to.
I don't know either. Let's go to the phones. Talk to George in D.C. on the Amplifier line. Hello, George. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. You're kind of wrong on that you can't get it back, because if you remember that Penn and Teller show, they said that if you do gentle tugging on that for, like, I don't know, 15 minutes a
yeah,
day,
there was a guy
actually goes back.
There was a guy that would hang a weight on, I guess, the upper shaftal skin area and hang it for 15 minutes a day and supposedly would pull it back over. But that doesn't really actually bring those nerve endings back. That doesn't really bring it back. It just makes it look like, you know, if you do that enough, it makes it look as though you're uncircumcised, which isn't the same. That said, though, what's on your mind, sir?
Anyway, I just spent half a day in the hospital for food poisoning.
What happened?
I was like, I'm wondering what
What happened?
Oh, yeah, last night I ate some pizza from Pizza Hut.
Allegedly.
Chicken in there. That's only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it. That's the only thing I could think of that made me sick, because my roommate didn't have it on his, and he's gonna get sick. So anyway, I've been explosive thermonuclear diarrhea.
Oh my gosh. And you had to go to the hospital? Yikes.
Have you been hanging around with any hooker trainees or anything?
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
It must be the people.
My boss right now calls me tonight saying, I still need you to come in to at least turn in your pay paperwork, otherwise you don't get paid. And I was like, that's BS.
Oh my gosh. George,
yeah,
I know you had something else. You had a response to an earlier show this week. We're going to get to that. Hang on, man. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, it is Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, Friday edition, Ian here with you. Hi, Mark. You're doing a radio show.
I'm sorry.
And Mark. Hey, everybody.
I was reading this article.
You're a radio professional. 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where there's all kinds of stuff for you to get interactive with. And we give it all away. Unlike those other radio talk shows want to charge you money for their site, we give it away for free. All the features you'll find there. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support us via the AMP program. And voluntarily is the way to go, because AMP is only $3 a month. And you send us the $3 in, and we turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, hence the name AMP. And it's very simple. The $3 does not go to paychecks. It goes to promoting the show. It goes to getting the show on more radio stations around the country, to getting more Internet listeners on board, and essentially spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world and around the country. And if that's important to you, then go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program that over 290 of our listeners have become a part of. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to George in D.C., you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what else did you have to share with us tonight?
Oh, yeah. Mark, you know, when you work for a for-profit company like that, like the cult thing that Ian's been saying, you know what you're kind of inadvertently supporting? Voluntary communism. They're getting paid, but you're not. I mean, what's up with that?
Well, when... I don't really feel like that's supporting voluntary communism. I don't even understand the point.
No, just,
I went and took the course because I wanted to get something out of the course, and I got what I wanted, which was to take the course.
Okay. I mean, because it sounds like a high price to pay right there. I was listening to the Night Before Last archive while I was sitting in an emergency room with an IV strapped to my arm.
I don't want to diminish what you were thinking about the price of the show, of the event that you go to for Landmark Education, but you know, it's probably because you haven't been to too many weekend seminars. For instance,
I did Amway and Herbalife myself, but at least I got paid with Herbalife.
Well, those are companies that intend to make a profit off of you by you selling their stuff, so they're going to give you a rah-rah session. I mean, that's part of the...
Yeah, but they have conventions, too.
They have conventions, and you have to pay for them, but
right.
The company picks up some of the tab, too, because...
Not on a convention.
Their intention is not all... Look, you...
I went to New
Herbalife,
Orleans for the one I went with.
Herbalife and Amway are real multi-level marketing organizations. The one that you were in were just a tiny little...
What are you talking about? The one I was in was the second largest in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
In America?
In America.
I can hardly imagine. I never even hear about it.
Huh?
Yeah, just remember one thing. At least with the Herbalife, even though I quit too lazy to keep doing that, at least you got commission on stuff you sold.
There you go. Well, then again, that would be... thank you for the call, George. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. To back you up on this one, Mark, that's a selling point for Landmark, the fact that they don't pay their people to recruit.
Right.
Because otherwise it really seems slimy.
people,
if you thought it was slimy before, that would be really bad.
People want their friends and family to experience the Landmark Forum based solely on the fact that they want that.
You know, it was interesting. Since he brought it up, I wasn't planning on bringing this up at all again. But what was interesting was some of the responses we got from that show, Mark. You and I, we finished the show up, and we thought it was a good show.
Yeah, I felt like it was.
So apparently some people really took offense to it.
The show?
Yeah.
Really? I only got one email.
They were shocked. I didn't get any emails. It was only responses on the bulletin board post.
Oh, they can sometimes. The bulletin board's a rough and tumble area.
Oh, they
you've
are.
Gotta
they
be
are.
Able to, you've got to have your crash helmet on to be playing around on the bulletin board.
Absolutely. You've got to be ready for the game big time. And of course, you know, when you... My theory, and I've only listened to part of the show. I always listen to every show after we do it. I'm sort of maybe a third of the way through.
I try to, but I'm behind.
I'm a third of the way through it at this point. And I thought it was a good show. But I think some of the reasons why some people didn't like it.
Now, what did they like?
We broke... I don't know. They've got their own excuses, but I believe the real reason is... There's several of them. I believe that since we broke format...
We did break format.
First and foremost.
Sure.
You know, Free Talk Live is a fast-paced show that covers a lot of topics in a short period of time.
Okay.
Typically on Free Talk Live, one topic will last an hour at most, and that's very rare. That's like when Free Talk Live is being typical talk radio, and we can stretch a topic for so long,
right. We've
got so many calls coming in. You know, normally we bring up a topic, we spend 15 minutes on it, and we move on unless people call in and expand that topic. And so this particular topic, honestly, when I started it, I thought it would last an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But we did get a response. People were calling in from both sides of the issue. People were obviously interested in discussing it. So as far as I'm concerned, it was a successful show. I just think people were shocked at the fact that they expected a normal episode of Free Talk Live.
Right.
And it was anything but. Plus, the other thing that was abnormal about it was essentially me raking you over the coals for 3 hours straight.
I don't know. I mean,
You did a good job defending yourself.
I did defend, but I couldn't take an offensive position very easily.
Of course not. You were under attack the entire time.
Right.
But you did a good job of defending yourself. And, of course, the Mark fans out there always...
Of which there are many.
There are. In fact, you won the popularity poll that we did a long time ago. Remember that?
I'm just a better talk show host than you are.
Beyond that, the Mark fans out there don't like it when you get abused on the air. And so 3 hours of, raking Mark over the coals was a lot for them to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, and of course, they always complain that you don't get enough airtime, which
right.
is just bewildering to me because you're on 18 hours a week just like I am. Yes, you aren't you aren't leading the show. You aren't doing the intros, and that eats up a chunk of airtime.
I think the biggest part is you control the extro, and that will always cut me off. You know, if I'm talking and then we're coming up to a break.
Right.
You know, and you want to get the last word in, you're going to get the last word in because you control the extra.
Sure, but you know as well as anybody else that you can always jump in on the next segment and throw in.
Sure, I don't have any. I generally don't feel that way. I feel like I get plenty of air time.
Right, and I've been listening.
My point's across.
Exactly, and I've been listening to the show, and people, your fans, always complain that I'm interrupting you and being rude, and you'll get plenty of a chance to explain yourself. So I think just people were shocked that it was a different show, and people are concerned. One guy wrote in, I hope this never happens again. Well, look, man, if you've been listening as long as I think you have, and I looked at how long he's been on the BBS, been on since 2005. You've been listening to Free Talk Live since 2005. You know what Free Talk Live is like most every single night.
What was his concern, though? What did he not want to hear again?
I don't know. You have to read his post. It's long and rambling.
I just try to stay off the BBS because they skim me on there.
Well, anyway, your supporters are out in force for you on that one there, Mark.
That's, you know, to me... It's just a class that I take.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, yeah. My
For
other
fun.
Theory is that a bunch of them are people that have gone to those classes and were offended by the show. And they don't want to admit it.
They probably don't consider it to be that darn important. I don't consider it that darn important. You're the only
Indeed.
One that seems to consider it important.
Not true. We had plenty of calls from people that thought it was important. And
people that don't know me.
And the reason...
You know me. I'm here every night.
It wasn't a show about you, Mark. It was a show about large group awareness trainings, network marketing, and other non-religious cults. You just happen to be the cult member in studio. 800-259-9231. All right, enough raking you over the coals tonight here. Let's go to the corrupt cops. And actually, in this case, it's a corrupt judge. In Las Cruces, New Mexico, from StopTheDrugWar.org, the State Judicial Standards Commission filed a petition last Friday seeking the removal of a Dona Ana County magistrate on the grounds that he tested positive for cocaine. According to the AP, Magistrate Carlos Garza, 42, has denied using drugs and vowed to fight the move. Garza has been suspended by the commission since September 20th when he failed to comply with the commission order that he submit to a drug test. Nah, not going. According to the commission...
So was he? Did he come up positive for cocaine or did he submit to a drug test?
Well, apparently he has then since failed another drug test. So,
you know, coke only stays in your system like 10 days.
I thought it was less than that.
I thought it was 10. 10's the number I've heard.
It's short. It is short.
You know, something close to Derek class.
Which means he's a frequent user. The commission who accused Garza of trying to pressure a deputy marshal during a traffic stop where the judge was in the car with a woman, quote, with whom he had a personal relationship and asking a court clerk to clear the woman's license early in the drunk driving in a drunk driving case, he was put on probation by the commission earlier this year in that case and said that the charge he used cocaine was a continuation of a commission vendetta against him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vendetta.
He said the cocaine metabolites found in his system could have been received through passive exposure. Meaning, the judge is admitting that he's hung around with people who were snorting cocaine. Which, I don't believe for a moment that you could get that from passive exposure.
Right. Garza's secondhand coke.
Garza is running unopposed for re-election in next month's elections. In Durham, North Carolina, Durham County Sheriff's deputy's been arrested in a drug raid at a local bar, and two more deputies have been fired for working security there. Deputy Michael Owens, the owner of the raided bar, was charged along with four others with trafficking cocaine and conspiracy to traffic cocaine, and he faces the additional charge of maintaining the building for the purposes of distributing cocaine. In Biloxi, Mississippi, a former Biloxi police officer pleaded guilty to selling ecstasy. In New York City, a U.S. Air National Guard pilot who took an Air Force jet to Germany and carried back 200,000 ecstasy tablets was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. In Philly, a former civilian chemist for the police department was arrested on charges she stole drugs from the police department for her own use. And finally, in Stillwater, Oklahoma, a sheriff's deputy's been suspended without pay pending an investigation. Apparently, they're not talking about what he's accused of doing, but it's drug-related. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Be back tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Don't forget to join us live for the Saturday edition. Come on up. See.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Is your